Responsive design is not just a set of technical techniques. It also has attached to it underlying principles. Two particularly noteworthy principles are content first and not presuming context. Content first says that content should be our main consideration, that the user interface should begin there. It should support that. You build up from your content through the simplicity of a mobile interface via tablets to a desktop version. Although each layer may add some more complexity to support the user, content should remain at the heart. The second is context cannot be presumed. But many used to, and in fact still do, argue that we can make certain assumptions about user requirements based on the device they're using. For example, some argue that if somebody is using a mobile device, then they're more likely to be out and about and so require different content. Responsive design rejects that premise, arguing that a user is just as likely to be using a mobile device at home on the sofa as they are on a bus or a train. It argues you should never deliver deliver the same content whatever device is being used. Recently, when I asked for debate topics, a Bioreg World reader called Scott suggested a subject based on these underlying principles of responsive design. He reasoned that if we're putting content first, and if there is no real known difference between the context of a desktop or mobile user, then perhaps we should treat desktop design more like mobile design. When designing for mobile, we strip out all but the most essential screen elements and we focus solely on the content. But why should the desktop be any different? One area of particular interest to him was site navigation. He therefore suggested the following topic. This house proposes that larger screen sites need to learn from mobile design and hide navigation in order to remove clutter. I have to confess I can't make up my mind on this one. On one hand, it makes a lot of sense. After all, by hiding the navigation, you focus the user on the content, which is what the website should all be about. However, by hiding navigation, it does raise other issues. It's harder for users to scan the site and work out their next step. It's an interesting one, and I would love to hear whether you agree with this proposition or not. Should we reduce navigation down to those little icons that are so often used on mobile sites? As always, your answers will become the basis for a podcast discussion, so let me know your thoughts in the comments.